We're now in the heat of winter meeting season, and I have some dates that I think you're going to want to put on your calendar. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, the first group of meetings that I'm going to talk about are crop production schools. And with this, K-State Extension Agronomy has paired with the Kansas Commissions to put on these schools. Our first one is going to be a corn production school, and that's happening this week on January 9th in Oakley. And K-State Extension Agronomy and the Kansas Corn Commission are partnering together on this school. Again, it's January 9th in Oakley. It'll be at the Buffalo Bill Cultural Center. And I have the complete program posted up on my website for this, but we're going to talk about just kind of a corn research update for Northwest area. We're going to have some discussion on markets, many other topics, including weeds and some insects and other pertinent topics on corn production. And so that's happening this Wednesday in Oakley. You can register online for this school, and I urge you to do so pretty quickly, since the school is on Wednesday, but I have a link for the registration on my website, and that's www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And so we have two other schools that are coming up very similar to the corn schools. We have a soybean production school and sorghum production schools. Those will not be held quite as close as the corn school. The closest schools for the soybean schools is on January 24th. We'll have soybean school in Scott City, and on January 25th in Hoxie. And then that first week of February will be our sorghum schools, and the one sorghum school will be February 5th in Garden City, and then on February 6th in Hayes. And so those are a little bit further distance away. The registration and links for all of those programs are also posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Now, the one other thing that we have going on is the Cover Your Acres Winter Conference, and that is coming up on January 15th and 16th. So not this coming week, but the week after that. I'm talking about it this week because the early bird registration ends on January 9th. So on Wednesday, our early bird registration will be over for Cover Your Acres. If you register now up until Wednesday, you can be registered for $45 a day to attend the conference, and then after that, it goes up to $60 a day. And so kind of a price differential there to be registered early to attend the Cover Your Acres Winter Conference on January 15th and 16th. I'll just highlight a couple of the topics that we'll be discussing at Cover Your Acres this year. One thing that we get a lot of questions on is land values and rental rates. We have Michael Taylor, one of our ag economists with K-State. She's going to be coming out and talking to us about land values and where they're really headed. We also have a couple other hot topics. One is on adjuvants. We get lots of questions on adjuvants and how they work with herbicides and on different tank mixes. Rich Zollinger, who is a weed scientist at North Dakota State, is going to be coming down and talking about this. When I started looking for speakers on this topic, he was the one that everyone referred to. And so he'll be down talking about adjuvants and adding them to our tank mixes. One other hot topic, I think, is talking about paraquat. We seem to be using a lot of paraquat in our crop production now, especially in our wheat stubble. And so we have a grad student who's actually done a ton of work on paraquat, and he's going to come out and talk about some of his research and what he's been finding out on how to get the best bang out of our buck for paraquat. And so one other thing that's always kind of a favorite of our attendees is the producer panel. And this year, the producer panel is focused on alternative crops. And so we'll have some discussion surrounding winter canola, dry beans, field peas, barley, and triticale. And so that'll be a fun time to have questions for our producer panel to answer for you. So registration for this is also posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. So you can find information about all of these upcoming meetings on that website with your online registration link. So it should, you can get registered for all four of these schools with going to one website to get all your information done on there. So if you have any questions, please give me a call at the Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the Experiment Station in Colby,